Speaking of the Commanders, the bad news today is that Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. Let's get some insight on that from our buddy Albert Breer, national reporter who's got great insight on all of the news of the goings-on of the National Football League, senior reporter, lead content strategist over at the MMQB. So, Albert, are you surprised that Terry McLaurin requested a trade yesterday, and how big of a deal is that in this stare down?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've started to see the signs of frustration and trying to pull every lever. And I think you guys know Terry well enough to know how far he'd need to be pushed to get to the point where he would, you know, press this sort of nuclear button, right? Like, but tried to hold out, then tried to hold in. And, you know, this is sort of, I guess, the last lever that you can pull. Do I think he wants to remain with the Commanders? Yes. But, you know, like these things can sometimes get this way. And look, like I think there's some urgency on Terry's part because this may be the last deal of this level he does. The numbers would tell you like this will be the last deal, last top of the market deal that he'll do as a pro football player. And then on the flip side, you have a team that I think is, you know, again, reshaped their front office and has been disciplined about valuing players. And it's not that they won't pay them a really reasonable rate. It's just how far they're willing to go, you know, and I think you guys know data and analytics and all that different stuff can play into it.
So what did it really mean? I know I hate that kind of question. It's a very open-ended sociology paper here, Albert, but it doesn't really mean anything other than I'm still upset, and I want to let you know how upset. From Terry's camp, from the team's perspective, I don't know that any sort of ultimatum is reached. What did that announcement that he's demanding a trade, what do you think it means in the grand scheme?
It means he's frustrated with the pace of negotiations and how the team hasn't moved very far off of their initial position. And, you know, I think, like, the slow playing of these things can sometimes get to players, you know, because I think it's for different reasons. In some cases, it's because the player just wants to get his money. In other cases, it's because there are other people in his life that are pushing buttons. You know, I think in this case, if I had to guess, and I'm not going to climb in Terry's head, but, you know, I think for Terry, just knowing what he's about, it very well could just be like, I want to be able to focus on football and the season that I'm going to have now. And normally, you know, when you get to the end of July, beginning of August, I'm able to do that. And I can't do that because the business of football is getting in the way. So is there something I can do to accelerate some sort of conclusion here, whether that conclusion is the Commanders moving and making more of a move in what they're offering, or me getting traded out of here? You know, that'd be my sense, you know. And again, like, I haven't talked to Terry about it, so I don't know. But, you know, if I had to put the pieces together, I'd say the pace of negotiations and how all of that relates to his, you know, his ability to prepare full on for a football season, I think is what it comes down to. And I mean, look, like, I think it's pretty well established what the market is. And, you know, the edge rusher and receiver market are two markets that have exploded over the last couple of years. So I don't think it's any coincidence that some of these things, whether it's CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, I don't think it's any surprise that some of these have gotten ugly. You know, in almost every case, I think it's worth noting those guys end up staying with their teams. You know, there are cases where they can't find a middle ground, and then you have to find a solution after that.
Albert, is there any way this ends with Terry McLaurin not playing for the Commanders early this season? I mean, we go round and around on this, and Danny and I have talked about this, as you can imagine, from a million different angles. But every single time I come back to the same inevitability, which is with him being under contract and then being able to tag him potentially next year, he's just going to play eventually. Like, how else could this end?
Yeah, I mean, they can tag him the next 2 years, you know, which gives them a lot of leverage in this situation. You know, I think the one thing, and again, like, I don't think in either of the situations, you know, it's easy right now because of timing to tie this to Micah and what's happening in Dallas. I don't think in either of these situations, they're very different, but I think the one similarity between the two is, like, the teams don't have an intention to trade these guys. That said, what this is going to do is this is going to prompt some teams sniffing around and seeing what it might take. And so, you know, I think for another team, it's more costly than it is for the Commanders. And that's one thing that you have to remember, right? Like, so for the Commanders, it's just the money. It's just the contract. For another team looking at this, it's the contract plus the draft picks or active players that they're going to have to fork over. So there's an additional cost. So another team is going to have to come in and go that much further than the Commanders are willing to go to do a deal that would work for everybody, you know? And so the question is there a team out there that would do that? I don't know. I remember covering the Khalil Mack situation. Was it 7-8 years ago now? Maybe more than that. I'm getting old. But you know, the Raiders didn't have any desire to trade Khalil Mack.
And then the offers started coming, and eventually it got to a point where there was something out there they couldn't refuse. I don't know if they'll get to that point with Terry, but that's the one reason why I wouldn't rule out a trade is because, you know, you never know what the team on the other end of the phone is going to be offering.
How much damage could this do for, I mean, right now, like everything is roses for this Washington front office, new ownership, just because, I mean, what we all just went through for decades, Albert, I mean, it's no secret. It was just a disaster every day. It was a collapsed circus tent. But now this is their first kind of fork in the road sort of moment. How much damage could this do sort of league-wide for rep with players, et cetera? What's kind of our worst case?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing that gives Terry like this subtle like piece of leverage is who he is, you know? And again, like I think he's such an important piece of what they've built there. And I think DQ would tell you that there's nobody in that building that personifies what they're looking for in players, what they're saying is a Commander more than Terry McLaurin does, you know? And so I think for that reason, like if you pay him, there's not going to be any, like people in the locker room would be like, okay, like that's what you reward. There's a benefit to that, you know? If you trade him, there's going to be a little bit of like, what the hell is going on here? You know, now I think DQ is good enough at his job and that staff's good enough that they would work past that. Then there'd be the obvious on-field cost, which is like, how do you make it work at receiver with what they've got? And that's why I think like, it's almost have to be another player coming back, right? Like in a deal, if they were going to do one. So, you know, I'm with the Raiders today. They could use a receiver. Would it be Jacoby Myers and then a high draft pick coming back to give you something to work with on offense? You know, I know the Patriots have been mentioned there. There's the Ohio State connection with Vrabel. You know, would it be, all right, like Stephon Diggs and his contract are going to Washington as a one-year solution for the Commanders and a high draft pick comes on top of that, you know? I would think because of the logistics of where the Commanders are at the receiver spot. I mean, let me ask you guys this. If you take Terry out of the equation, would that be the weakest position group on the team?
Gotta be close.
Close to it.
Yeah, I would think actually it is probably.
It probably is, right? Yeah. Like I would say so there's that consideration. And to me, like that flies in the face of everything. Everything they've done this offseason has been like, we're going for it. You know, we're going to take advantage of having a superstar quarterback on a rookie contract for the next couple of years. And that's what the Laremy Tunsil trade is and the Deebo Samuel trade and the Marshawn Lattimore trade going back to last November. Like all of these moves point to like, we believe we have a chance to win right now. And, you know, I think moving off of Terry McLaurin not only kicks a leg from underneath the development of your young quarterback, it also affects that goal that you've had, you know? So I think it would take a lot for them to trade him is what I'm saying. And they have made offers, you know, like this isn't like the Dallas situation where there's just been a whole lot of nothing. That said, they haven't gotten anywhere of late, you know, like there was about a month and a half of complete silence and then not much movement when they resumed talks. You know, I think that was near the beginning of training camp. So I think where this goes next, you know, sort of depends on how much the Commanders are willing to move off of their spot. And I think, you know, how close they're willing to get to, you know, what I think is probably the fairest comp, which is the DK Metcalf deal, which was at $33 million per. It really resulted in a deal that was like 150 over five with $60 million fully guaranteed in the first 2 years.
Albert Breer, MMQB, really good insight. We know you got a camp tour going here with the Raiders today. Thank you. We appreciate you.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, Albert.
Be good. There's Albert Breer on Grant and Danny with the latest on everything going on with Terry McLaurin.